Look, I thought there were just looking at the start of the game, I thought defensively we did some good things. Obviously, we were able to keep them off the board. We challenged our special teams with regards to our coverage units. I think for the most part in the kicking game, we were penalty free. Offensively, you know, we had the one field goal. We didn't get much going early. But, you know, I'm sure there'll be a ton of things we have to correct, and these guys will be back in Monday when we get started. So, any questions? Well, look, we're getting off the field on some of the third downs. One of the areas we worked on this week are those longer yardage situations where, you know, whether it's a holding call or an assignment in coverage. But, look, I thought there were a handful of things we did well. You know, we knew when Watson came into the game, one of the keys was trying to keep him in the pocket. You know, of course, we saw a little bit of him during the week in practice, and you know, he's someone who's got a lot of poise, and you can see that just in his snaps.
Anzalone got a lot of reps in the first half. Is that, obviously, that was something you played on beforehand. Why? And maybe what you saw in what he did.
Well, look, I think that I'm sure there were a number of things he did well. I can't go through his reps. I knew going into the game, though, we knew he was going to play close to the first half. You know, our goal was going to be to play, you know, both sides of the ball, you know, well into the second quarter, depending on how it was going through the half. And for the most part, we did that. So we'll look at this tape tomorrow and watch him both in the base and the nickel and see him handle some of the, you know, some of the looks and how he played the run in the pass. But that was part of the plan. Look, sometimes it came from a pressure look. Sometimes it came from a four-man rush. It's always going to help your back end if you're getting that type of pressure. It's, you know, something, again, that we're constantly working on. And ultimately, when the season starts, that's going to be, you know, it's going to be important. You know, whose quarterback has more time? Guys are, you know, real good at this if you give them too much time. So, hopefully we can watch the tape and see that guys are winning their one-on-one battles, but there were a few snaps where it was either through pressure or an unblocked player. Yeah, look, I mean, every year you have a draft class, but we've got to be able to put out the players that we feel like deserve to be out there. I mean, you know, the team and the locker room counts on that. So, to their credit, these guys have picked things up. They are, you know, guys that are quick study. Ramchek didn't go tonight, but those other players that you mentioned are guys that, you know, have taken the installation fairly quickly. And that's one of the key parts to the evaluation. You know, does the player know what to do? And if you can't answer yes to that, it's hard for him to have success. Yeah, we felt like we were far enough along with his snaps, and we got, you know, a lot of work with Houston during the week that you know, it's hard to get a rotation with that many guys. So part of the plan was to give Mark and Adrian the work and rest him tonight. You know, I think overall both he and Mark had some, I think, decent opportunities. I mean, look, I said in there, you know, there wasn't anything flashy happening with the offense early on. You know, we had an opportunity. The first drive, we have a third down. We just miss a throw. The next series, I think we get the field goal. But nothing exceptional. And yet, you know, when we watch the tape, we'll get a better chance to evaluate it. No, we had talked to them already, just through the week, and you know, if they needed facilities or to stay longer. So, you know, hopefully, I'm sure they have a great plan in place. I think in the first half, I would say just okay. You know, not certainly up to our standards. It's 3-0 at the half. Now, listen, the game's can vary on how they're being played, and it's good defense you're seeing. And but I think there's still enough work for us, a lot of work for us with regards to our timing, you know, that we'll continue to work on. It was one of the other things I just finished talking about. You know, this next week, still Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we're in a, you know, a camp mode in regards to our practices against each other, and there's still a lot we have to work on.
Was it encouraging to see
Tech? Yeah, you know, he was one of the players we wanted to see have some touches. He started the game, you know, with a reverse. So, you know, that was again part of the plan. All right, thanks.